You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, pleased to welcome back to Sunday Lunch Show, the band Velvet Tree. Hello, lads. How you going?
Yeah, we're good, yeah.
And you're all the way over there. Let me put your mic up a little bit. There you go. You can just talk into it now.
Hello.
You'll have to get really close.
He's just a drummer. No one needs to know what's
going on. Tom and Joe, don't be shy.
Listen, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we let you introduce yourselves from left?
Yeah, no worries. I'm Mark in the Velvet Tree, obviously. I play guitar and do a bit of singing and just generally provide the sensible head, I feel, in the band.
That was so beautifully put.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, from Velvet Tree. Yeah. I'm not Mark, I'm Tarek. And I'm just here for the fun. I just wanted to see Tony again because I missed him.
I'm Joe, I'm the drummer. I'm the one that watches over these two losers.
That is true.
You're based in South... Are you still based in... I'll say you're based in Southend because I'm reading this, but I take it you're still based in Southend is what I was going to say.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, we live... Tarek lives... We all live just outside of Southend, but essentially it's Southend, yeah.
Now, you popped onto the show. It was back, would you believe, in April the 15th.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, last year. It was the Creative Sessions here in what we, the Phoenix FM, organised. It's a two-day... Usually it's done over 24 hours, but last year we've done it... I've run it over 2 days, and I think you popped in. We was talking about this off air. You popped in through the side door. Didn't sing live, but we just had a chat about what was going on. So, and time flown.
We was driving over, and I said, "Can you remember when it was?" And we worked out it must have been April or May. It's ridiculous.
I thought it was May, so time's gone even faster than I realised. I'm old enough, though.
It was a very cool day, though. I enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah,
it was good.
And we got to be on the stage, sort of on the same stage as Republica, which was quite awesome.
Yes, Republica was down, wasn't they?
They played a great set, actually.
Absolutely.
I was listening to them on the YouTube for the videos afterwards. It's like, so good.
And they are legends, aren't they?
Yeah, it's nice to see them back, to be honest.
So, what have you been up to since your last visit? I suppose would be the question.
Well, there's a question. What have we been up to? We've played a lot of gigs last year. We took Christmas off. And we've been trying to get this album recorded, which, to say it's been a learning process is an understatement.
Yeah, well, basically what happened, that was the kind of cool thing since we last saw you, I think it was around June or July, this guy Stephen Evans, who runs Sound Studios in Southend, approached us. He's putting together an indie record label and wanted a band, and did we know anybody? So we thought about it long and hard and couldn't find anybody, so eventually he settled for us. So basically really since sort of August we've been focusing on recording this album. And it was supposed to be out last month, but Mark and Joe, being ridiculous perfectionists, decided that they wanted to spend a bit more time working on it, so we're now looking at the end of January.
We had musical differences, is that what they're saying? Something like that.
You slapped me.
Yeah.
It hurt. It's all good. It's there. It could just be a little bit more there, you know?
So. Well, how would you describe... I mean, if people want to listen to the last interview, by the way, so you can go on to phoenixfm.com, go down to Sunday Lunch Show, and you'll find it around about April last year that the interview we done first. I haven't listened to it since then, so I'll probably ask you some of the same questions. But
we'll probably give you the same answers.
I know.
There's no guarantee.
If I remember, you kind of disbanded and kind of got back together. Was that right?
Me and him did, yeah. We were in a band back in sort of the 90s.
Yep.
And then we decided we didn't want it anymore.
Before my time. There's no webcam working, I'm alright.
Yeah. What's that? It was before Joe's time, I think. Yeah.
He hasn't cut his hair since.
He hasn't. No, true.
What's... What? Just, you know what you remind me of, just for a second there? Do you ever remember Wacky Races with the bomb of the club?
Yes.
Captain Caveman.
He used to say that, didn't he? Captain Caveman. Yeah. That was the one.
Yeah, I've heard that enough.
That's why he's beating the drum, isn't it?
Boom, boom. That's it. He's getting in touch with his prehistoric instincts.
What was the just quickly? How would you class your musical genre? Where'd you class the Velvet Tree?
Fabulous question, and one we still haven't worked out an answer for. Why go? If you've got an answer, mate.
It was Stephen, who's our producer on this album. He told us that one of the guys who uses his studio came up with an idea to call us Smooth Indie, which just conjures up images of Harrison Ford having a shave to me.
I don't know.
Sorry, Steve. I don't like Smooth Indie. We're not having that.
It's acoustic based, without a doubt. The drums are stripped down a little bit. When we play live, it's just the three of us. We have acoustic guitars and Joe on the drums and percussion and what have you. On the album, you're going to hear a bit of bass on there. We just want to sort of give it a little bit more scope. And we've got a friend of ours involved who we used to be in a band with.
Hi, Neil.
In and and he put a bit of bass on for us and did a cracking job, I have to say.
Don't lie.
Hey Neil. That's out of that other programme, isn't it? Hey Neil. Young ones, that's the one. Remind me how we got to the. I like the smooth indie. Sounds like one of those dodgy films you buy, doesn't it?
Smooth indie. I'm going to buy some smooth indie, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Remind us how we got to the name Velvet Tree.
It was essentially...
It's a great name, by the way.
It's, oh, thanks very much. Historically, Tarek and I, when we were in bands before, could never agree on names because anything he came up with I thought was awful and vice versa. And I was driving over his one time and I saw something that looked like it was kind of purpley colour and it reminded me of velvet. And then I drove past some trees. I mean, it really is as simple as that.
That's probably the worst story for a name
it's
I've ever
awful.
Heard.
We've got to work on that.
But there you go. It'll do.
I'll come up with something better for next time.
No, what it was, we were fending off quadrants of Galilar warriors in the seventh sector, and we took down their lead ship, which was actually called the Velvet Tree. So, much like the guys in Serenity did, they named their ship after the Battle of Serenity. We decided to... I'll get my coat, yeah?
Yeah. And was to get taxi firm in Brentwood. Can we ring that?
How's your name pronounced? Tarek?
Tarek. Boy, normally. Yeah, Tarek.
Tarek. That was, because that was, that name was, Spock's dad was Tarek, wasn't he?
Was he really?
I think so. If you're a Star Trekky fan, I'll have to look it up. Google it. Google it a bit later on. What bands influence your music when you're playing? Who'd you draw off normally when you're
in terms of songwriting, Springsteen springs to mind, which Tarek loves. Big fan of Springsteen, mate.
Yeah,
well. Springsteen definitely. People like David Gray, I guess. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I mean, I listen to a lot of heavy rock and metal, and sometimes sort of various rhythms from that end up in our songs because Joe also plays drums in a metal band. So there's a whole bunch going in there.
Well, it seems like we all three of us take different inspirations from different people. Mark's sort of into Springsteen and all that kind of stuff. Tarek's into REM, weirdo.
And Michael Jackson.
I took a lot of inspiration from metal drummers.
Yeah.
Which is very, very strange.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah.
Because he was dancing around to Britney Spears earlier on.
And that's the reputation.
Flicking his
gone.
Hair, is that like that? Britney.
College is going to be fun for you on Monday, mate.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, Britney, have a... So, as I said, when you came in last time, you didn't do a live session, but you're going to do one today.
We are indeed.
Yeah, we broke past security. They didn't get our instruments off us.
I put the gates out there earlier to see, just keep the crowds back and stuff. So yeah, we're going to do a live track now. What are you picking for your first track?
This is actually going to be the first track on the album, and it's called Amnesia.
Okay, when you're ready, take it away.
Okay. Thoughts from here, do I have to adhere and answer your questions, my dear? The answers may hurt you more than me. Can't you see this deceit for what it is? How it is? I feel this could be a natural time for this damn pantomime to see. We're diseased as we are, gone just about as far as we should. As I could. Yeah. I know they're coming up slow. Hope you find the words that I need from the radio. But in time, all the answers are blind. Ask yourself, do you even know? Do you love or even like me? No, it comes to the blow. This is not a moment of an allowing you to control. But it's right and you don't even fire. Ask yourself, do you even know? Do you love or even like me?
find the words I need from the radio. But it's right and you don't even fight. Ask yourself, do you even know? Do you love or even like me?
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. What was that track called again?
Amnesia.
Amnesia.
Amnesia, yeah.
Great track. And it sounds great with the bass, the drums at the back as well come out really great. So, and that's going to be on the... Is that penciled in for the new album?
Yeah, that's going to be the first track, hopefully. Yeah, that'll be that'll be the opening track. With it won't sound quite like that. But Joe will be playing his actual drum kit rather than hitting a box.
We've got this thing, the cajon, which is a wonderful acoustic percussive instrument.
Get quite a bit of sound out of them, don't they?
Well, I have to.
Yeah, they're cool. They've got bells and everything in there. You've got a cat in there, haven't you? Somewhere.
But he is basically a guy hitting a box. I mean, that's what
a drummer is.
You put your beers and all sorts of spare T-shirt in there. Who knows? Yeah. What? How many songs have you got put on the? Are you gonna write for the album before you whittle it down? Are you gonna write more and then pick them out? Or?
Well, we don't need to be honest with you. I mean, funnily enough, Mark's just looking through our songbook there. We've got sort of in the region of 40 songs at the moment when we're writing all the time. I mean, Mark is just a factory of songs, and Joe's got great ideas, and I turn up, so we're always writing stuff. So for the album, what it was, we just kind of sat down and we had the book and we were like, right, what songs do we want to record? And we chose 12. And the 12 songs that we've chosen are the ones that sort of make up our what we call our A-list live set. They're our sort of, you know, our liveliest, best songs at the moment, we think. So although since we've recorded the damn thing, we've written songs that we actually prefer now. So we're looking forward to the second album. It was nice because we weren't in a position that we had to sort of write a load of stuff for an album. We had all the material there, so it was nice. You know, it took a bit of pressure off.
Yes, yeah. Obviously, you're doing the writing of the songs. Do you all work on it? Do you all have a little bit of input on that, or is it?
Oh, definitely no. It's definitely collaboration, without a doubt. I mean, one of us may well bring the main idea in, or have the basic skeleton for a song, or may have a set of lyrics, whatever it might be, everyone works on it. We find actually recently a lot of the songs are coming from jams in the studio. It used to be the case that Tarek or I would come in with a basic idea, but now if we're in the studio, I'll start playing something, Joe will start jamming along to it, Tarek will start jamming some lyrics, and before we know it, we've got another idea for a song. So that's really nice because that makes it feel more like a collaboration, which is the idea. Yeah.
A lot of
behind the
earlier songs were songs that you took out of your old set. When you used to play?
A few of them are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Drums too.
I mean, a couple of the songs we've got are sort of pushing 20 years old, I think. We just gave them a new lick of paint.
Yes, yeah, so, no, just no, to put no. that into context, some of our songs are older than Joe.
Jeez, God. I really, really want that cab.
How do you go? What comes first? Do you get a little riff going? Do you put the lyrics together and then try and get the tune, the melody, or do you do the melody first?
It's not like sort of the guitar. Gets
eight turns out of ten, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, it's normally I find a nice chord or a chord change.
Don't come running in with his box going, boom, 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 boom. I've just got a new song coming up. Add some guitar to that.
Well, there is one idea we've got knocking about at the moment that did just come from a drum beat, which we've had for quite a while, and every now and again we play through it, and we haven't quite... we haven't got a name for it, it's just an idea. I can't describe it.
Oh, why not? Yeah.
It's that kind of high-handed thing that Joe does. But normally for me, it's a melody, some chords, and then you jam lyrics over it, and then a theme tends to come out of that. But sometimes it's just a jam in the studio. Like I say, we've got some really good new stuff that's come out that way.
What's if you could collaborate with someone? If you had to you know, don't have to be a recognised band, but if you could work with someone, who would you pick to work with?
Lamb of God.
What a surprise!
Joe got in there quick. Joe likes Lamb of God. I'm not sure. I don't know whether your listeners are particularly familiar with Lamb of God, but
Sunday lunch. Check them out. Probably roast lamb or chicken leg.
Roast dinner and play some music. Yeah. Okay. To be honest with you, I mean, a few years ago, I would have. Well, even now, I'd love to sort of sit down with Michael Stipe or David Gray and bash out. But you know what? More than anyone at the moment, right now, there's a girl on the local scene called Sheila Lord, who I've just listened to some of her stuff on SoundCloud, and it is awesome. I'd love to sit down, you know, if she wanted to come and write something with us. I'm sure that'd be kind of cool. Hi, Sheila. There's so many good
musicians.
He was
doing sign language when you done that, wasn't
he? We won't tell you what sign language he was doing. But, yeah, no, there's so many good
not the Nelson Mandela chap who was doing it the other day. It didn't mean anything. But
that was bizarre, wasn't it? Mm. Yeah, I think at one point he was doing the birdie song.
I think he was, yeah, the tweets, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But just embarrassing just even knowing that, but there you go. we all just started doing the movements as if, yeah, we don't really know
and
that.
We're done, yeah. I think, yeah.
Well, are you gigging at the moment?
Well, over to our social secretary, Mr. Tarek Papworth. How's our calendar looking, Papworth, at the moment?
Our calendar is looking available. No, we've got. I've been to be honest, because like Mark said, we took the last couple of months of last year off. So what I was doing, I was actually sourcing new places because we decided we want to sort of try and get away. That sounds horrible. Get away from Southend? No, not quite like that. But we want to kind of play a little further afield. So I'm looking at places in London, Leeds, Leicester, York, and obviously when we get the album out, we're going to be sort of travelling around promoting it anyway. So
well, while we're here, if there's anyone in Brentwood who likes original music in their venue, feel free to give us a
Do
call.
Do you want to take over this?
No, not at all.
Well, absolutely. I mean, let's quickly talk about that because you've got to. Obviously, you have a Facebook page and Twitter. Your Twitter is just The Velvet Tree, just Velvet Tree?
At Velvet Tree.
At Velvet Tree.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook.
We are. It's facebook.com/TheVelvetTree.
The Velvet Tree, and you find all about the band, and you get in touch with the band there, you can see all the pictures and stuff. Do you have a website?
Website's being built at the moment, so that'll be thevelvettree.co.uk.
It's YouTube. Don't forget YouTube.
Oh, yeah, our YouTube video, check us out. Velvet Tree 1, the YouTube channels, and that's all our live videos. You'll see a load of last year's gigs and the year before. We did some really good outdoor sort of festival gigs last year, which were great, so they're on there. But the website will be linked when it's up and running. It'll be linked through the Facebook page, so you'll be able to find it nicely.
Do you prefer the festivals? I know you just touched on that earlier on, as well as the gigging. Festivals is totally different.
For me, I like them because you've got normally some good other acts playing. It's normally outdoors. There's normally more people who are there to have a good time.
We did the Lee Festival or the Regatta, didn't we, last year? And there was so many. You know, they had sort of four or five bands around old stages set up around Old Lee, and there was so much good music going on.
Generally, I think with festivals, people who like music go to the festivals, whereas sometimes in the pubs, people are there, but they're not necessarily there for the music, and it's nothing more frustrating than them not looking and then or chatting away on their.
We know all about that.
Only too well. We've actually played in front of a darts tournament before, so you know.
So right, we're gonna do another track, aren't we? Live. What are we picking for our second track? Is this also going to be off the album?
In fact, the next one we're going to do is the title track from the album, and the album is called Pockets Full of Rain.
Can you say that again? Because that sounds so cool.
The title track or the name of the song?
It's the title track.
It is the title track. It's called Pockets Full of Rain, and I say it's going to be the name of the album.
Cool. Take it away.
Thank you.
care what the people say. And another bottle is sitting there waiting. Drink your dark away. Nothing to prove to yourself today, so I don't see any sickness to you. Every little twitch is business to you. Go on and find the light. What I see, I doubt I'd ever dream about it. All the things that you lack in you, all the things that have frightened you. You go somewhere to guide your hand. All you lonely people, standing face to face with your pockets full of rain. I can't think of you as individual. The love I gave you remains residual. I don't care what it said. I played the piano till my fingers bled, and there was never a thank you wait. You were in the bathroom on your hands and knees praying your song, singing your song until your mind was gone. All the things that I likened you to, all the things that I frightened you. You go somewhere to guide your hands. All you lonely people, stand together face to face with your pockets full of rain. I won't turn away. You're asking me to stay. I can't hold your hand. You seek no further down.
See no further down.
This rain you may drown.
This rain you may drown.
Got too much to do with your time.
You don't see the demons you're facing. Another shot is just sitting there waiting. So just seize the day. Dig a tunnel down and it's right here that you stay. I am not judging what you will do. Take another drink if that's what you're gonna do. Love don't fade away. Find the tunnel of life, you lift the fight another day. All the days that you lose will find. Every little scar will turn to blind you. Lonely people standing face to face. I can still pray. Oh, all you lonely people, life is not a waste with your pockets full of grain.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. Now, that is going to be the opening track on the album.
Yes, except on the album I don't make a mistake. So just thought I'd clear that one up.
Well, I wouldn't have known where the mistake was. The people won't know.
It's fantastic.
So we won't point it out.
No, it's that way, it's fine.
Talk about quickly the album, because it's been in production for a while.
Yes, it has.
You're going to be obviously set amount of songs you've written, mixture of bit of old, bit of new. Have you worked on the album cover? I know it's going to be called, obviously that's the opening song, which is also the name of the album, I believe.
Yes, Pockets Full of Rain, yeah, that's the one.
And how did that come about?
Well, this is your title, mate. Would you like to explain it? Yeah, there you go.
You know what? It's from
a... Nice track. Very, very nice. Homey. Lovely track.
It is. Lovely. Homey. I think it's good to get a review in, you know, by yourself. Your own review.
You just reviewed yourself. Yeah.
It's a lovely song. Everybody should go and buy it. Two copies. Give one to your mother. The title comes from the song, obviously. The song came first before the album title. And the song came from... There was a TV show called Rescue Me with Dennis Leary.
Yep.
A few years back. And my girlfriend Isabella and I got into that in a big way. And in that, Dennis Leary's character is a massive alcoholic. And it shows how... So cheery. It shows how his alcoholism affects everybody around him. And I took inspiration. I mean, that's what the song's about. It's just basically kind of living with somebody with an addiction, and you're trying to help, and you never can, and you get to that point where you just got to walk away. But it sounds really depressing and horrible, but it's not supposed to be, because there's supposed to be a glimmer of hope in there as well. And originally, I wanted to call the album something else, Memory and Collusion, but these two kind of vetoed me on that one. And
I'm sure collusions is a word.
It's a word. Look, this is what happens when you get a prepubescent in the band. It's all right, he's going to school tomorrow, he'll learn. But yeah, so so these two kind of suggested that maybe they like the song, so maybe we could name that, you know, name the album that, and there we go. God, we've got really boring naming stories. We need to work on this, boys.
It's a colourful title. I like the idea of, you know, pockets full of rain. Oh, what's the rain about then?
Oh, wet pockets.
Yeah, we'll certainly have plenty of rain, that's for sure.
What? Topical. There you go. See, we're current.
I like it.
I mean, on the on the it's great. So I thought it was quite catchy, by the way.
Pockets. Thanks very much. Thank
you. Have you got design on the go for the front cover? Are you going to make? Are you going to actually produce a physical copy? Or are you going to just go down the download route?
Yes, very much so. That was something I was particularly keen on. In fact, I mean, if I had my way, it'd be printing on vinyl. But the cover idea we've got it's essentially features a character whose name is Frank Magnum. And he seems to be this alter ego that we've managed to create through writing various songs. Essentially, it came about, I was writing these lyrics, and I got to the end of these lyrics and realised that actually, I like writing story sort of songs, like Springsteen does, for example. And I realised that the guy who was in this song was far more smarter and cool than I was. So I felt I needed to give him a name. So we came up with Frank Magnum. And Frank Magnum is the character who's going to appear on the front of the album. So if anyone does get the album and they wonder who that guy is, that's Frank Magnum. And there'll be a track on the album called The Ballad of Frank Magnum. And it's essentially his story.
And just to let everyone know, that's not the Magnum with the Ferrari with the tash. If you are looking...
Or is he?
Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, could it? Yeah, it could well be, yeah.
The thing is, the image of Frank Magnum is him as a boy. So because, I guess we couldn't really put a moustache on a boy.
No.
But maybe on the second album, if we have a picture of him as an adult, we can have a tash on there.
And then on the third album, we can get a Hawaiian shirt on there.
Well, if you take us long to make that album, it will probably be when Magnum walks in with one of those, you know, walking stick and walking frames, and we'll say, well, it's been a long time since the last album.
Too long. Yeah. We're about quality as opposed to speed, and no, I'm going to stop there. Cool.
Where are you getting your YouTube material? Who's doing the videos? Have you actually looked at making a full video, or are you just taking clips from
well,
the
we have, hopefully, I mean, it's something we talked about when we first signed the contract at Sounds. Making a video or two, so that we're going to be looking at that this year. I think the idea was, we were leaning towards. There's a song on the CD actually, which
we're going to play that in a sec. Yeah.
Okay. Called Celebrity. It's the track 5 one. Called Celebrity, and it's basically about it's about car crash celebrity society that we live in today. And that's just rife for a video, to be honest. And we've got Stephen's got a videographer and everything on the go.
An old family friend, a guy called Alex Thraves, is a very old friend of mine. Fantastic.
How can he be a very old friend? You're 10. Sorry, go on.
He's a great cinematographer. He's the one that's going to be sort of handling it. If you want to find him around on Facebook, I'm sure he's around.
He went all red then, because he's actually 11.
Human. And 3/4.
You've undersold him.
Alex Thraves.
Yes,
is that? Okay, there you go. Who else can we plug here? Let's go Mando Lou. Let's go Scott at Studio 3 in South End. Who else we got? Come on, Mum. Hi.
I think on the subject of videos, though, probably the best video footage we've got was the last time we were here.
Yeah,
I would imagine that was some
actually,
great video.
Yeah, thanks for that. The guys, was it Creative Music?
Yeah, Creative Music. Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity to create sessions. There's some great bands go in, and of course, the idea is to get it recorded more than there's an audience of production people and radio people around, but the idea is it's being recorded live for future use, which is great. It gets a lot of radio play.
We've
got a CD loaded in. At the moment, tell us about the track 3 we're playing first.
Track 3, okay, that's Shade.
That is Shade.
So, you, mate?
Shade was the first song we talked about releasing, actually, just because it's kind of catchy and Joe does quite a cool drum beat on it.
Which is good enough reason.
And, that was a song that came about, a couple of nice chords. I thought, oh, that sounds quite nice. Then we had a melody, and then I played it to Joe, and he played exactly the right drum beat for it. And before we knew it, we had a song. It's kind of catchy, and we like it. Well, you're the salesman, mate. I can't do all that.
Okay. He's thinking of buying it himself.
I might do. One for me, one from your mum.
Let's give it a play. Introduce it, and I'll whack on play.
Okay, this is The Velvet Tree and Shade.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
The Phoenix FM Events Guide with Simply Blinds. 43 Ongar Road, Brentwood. Whatever's going on outside your window, Simply Blinds have it covered.
Okay, last look at the Events Guide for this hour. And it's Saturday the 11th, next week, 10 till 2.30, right here in the Bremer Centre, Doddinghurst Road. It's organised by JJ Webb, and it's a toy fair. Just as if you haven't had enough toys over Christmas, the place to be next week will be a massive toy fair right here at the Bremer Centre. To get in, it's only £3, seniors £2.50, and one child is £2. You can find, as always, all the details, links, Facebook, Twitter links, website links, on the Phoenix FM website, under Events Guide.
The Phoenix FM Events Guide with Simply Blinds. 43 Ongar Road, Brentwood. Whatever's going on outside your window, Simply Blinds have it covered. Call us on Brentwood 52 55 83. For more local events, visit phoenixfm.com.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Velvet Tree.
Hello.
He's wandering around now.
I'm sorry.
That was the production version of the track, which is going to be on the album. Fantastic.
Thanks very much.
I like the. I do like it's. It's great to have the mouth organ back onto the music. I think it kind of complements the music really well.
I think it's a terrific instrument. I think I'd have it on every song if I could, but Tarek runs out of breath, so yeah, he has to take a break.
It's just killing me slowly.
Now, I don't know much about the instrument, but I've seen people perform. When I was in doing a gig in Tenerife, there, this chap, and he was playing the harmonica, proper word for it. Yeah. He came with a case, and it was full of all these different ones. And he was whipping them out of the box, and they had small ones, big ones, and they all had a slightly different tune. Yeah. There's not just one instrument, is it?
No. You've got you've got a harmonica for every key there is. And then you've got different types of harmonicas. You've got blues harmonicas, big... Oh, I don't even... You know what? I'm not even going to pretend to know.
I was convinced that you knew what you were talking about.
No, I haven't got a clue.
I just have to balance the mic and hold it, or do you have a special mic?
Yeah, well, there is... Yeah, you can get the actual harp mic that kind of you hold to it, but I'm holding a guitar, so I can't do all of that.
So you just hold it?
I have a brace, actually, a brace that goes around my neck and holds a thing.
Like they're doing the old one-man bands, with a string on the foot and...
Full-on Bob Dylan styling. Times are changing, but yeah, I know nothing about the instrument. I started playing it in our old band and sort of pushed out a couple of notes and everything, and it was fine, and then let it go for a long time. And then when we started writing again for Velvet Tree, I just picked it up and started kind of just trying to get a bit creative with it, and that's what happens.
So. I think it's become quite an important part of our sound, I think.
It's definitely,
Without it sound too muso about it, but it has, and especially as Tarek has got better and better with it as well, it's sort of informing more of the melody in the songs, which is really nice, because...
Yeah, go on, drummer boy. Where's your box? Get your box.
There's, I don't know if you watch much reality TV, but last week, or this week, the Celebrity Big Brother started, didn't it?
Really?
They're all in the house for 30 days.
Apparently Evander Holyfield is in.
He is, Evander Holyfield,
just
in case they get a bit hungry, you get a nibble on his ear. you'd have to be a brave man, wouldn't you? Although, I think the girls might have a little try. But,
yeah, probably.
But if you was in the house, and you each got called into the room to evict one of your fellow band members, who would you vote off first?
Tarek.
Who's the most annoying one? Who's got the bad habits?
That was easy. That was such an easy question.
Neither one of them hesitated before they kicked me out.
And they just picked on you straight away, didn't they?
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, you know what? I take you both out. No, I'm just going to jump
you'd
on
take
the
his board. Harmonica in there with a brace and be in there on the thing all the time.
No, I'll probably get rid of myself too, to be fair.
Yeah?
I am the irritating
you'd
one.
Sacrifice. That's take one for the team. I like that.
Tony, very good. Believe me when I say I'm very annoying. I am very annoying. So I can...
You know, so me and Joe leapt in there to defend him on that.
Yeah, anytime, boys. You got my back. No way, way back there somewhere.
Speaking of which, Harry, I've got a bit of news for you.
You're a funny guy.
Let's put on track five before we run out of time on the before the news. What's the track five? Tell us a bit about that one.
Okay, so this is the one I mentioned earlier on. This is called Celebrity. Hopefully our first video, if we ever get that done. And it's just a song about the car crash world of Celebrity. So here it is, Velvet Tree with Celebrity.
More than for sure. Back you was the dance of meaning. Watch yourself telling jokes of Judas.
to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. That's a van. Another great track.
Cheers. Yeah, it's fun to play. Definitely, it's one of our favourites to play.
Joker, yeah, he gets that unleashed. Drum
quite, quite lively.
We were just talking off air because I'm glad you were listening on the way in. By the way,
we were. We downloaded the app.
Let's talk about the app because you can download the app. Go straight to the website. Go to the iTunes store. But if you can't find it, just go straight to finishfm.com and there's two apps there. They're both free. You've got the Google Play for Android and also the one for iPad and iPhone, and could just click play and you can take it anywhere you're going. And we were talking about Cagney and Lacey. Let's just put a little bit on actually while we're talking.
Hey, fantastic. There it is.
There we go. The series ran from 1982 to 1988. This is a theme tune from those 2 years. Well, those years.
Brilliant.
And most people don't get it straight away. This is the Sunday Lunch chatty jingle. It goes on for something like 2 minutes.
It's got to be the greatest little intro, that first few seconds of that saxophone.
Yeah.
You said, Tony, what you've done, though, you've given Mark the beatest theme tune.
And now he can play that now on his harmonica.
Probably.
He could probably just kind of...
Shall we learn 80s TV themes? Yeah, why not? Let's do that. About the 18, can we do that?
Yeah.
You could have the three men. There's three men brought in. And end it with Velvet Tree.
Yeah.
Coming on stage to the A team. Pretty cool.
Only if we can get Joe Mohawk, though. It's just not the way to do it. I've been a fool.
What? We were talking about reality TV earlier on. Would you ever do it? If Britain's Got Talent or something like that?
Well, didn't we? We applied for one of those, didn't we? Or rather, Tarek applied for one of those.
He did. Yeah, we were.
I would distance myself from that.
Yeah. In a moment of weakness and desperation. No, I just thought, why not? And I put like an audition tape or something in, or a link to one of our videos or something, and they invited us up to an audition, and these two clowns couldn't make it, so I went on my own, but they wouldn't take us because I was on my own and they needed to see the whole band, so they did invite us back again this year, but we just kind of let it go. It was... Yeah, that's right, you were too young to come, you had to have your dad with you.
Oh,
bless him. He really is that young, girls. Oh yeah, he's right for the picture.
Yeah, but take those pink socks off.
No good. I keep telling you. Yes,
you're doing yourself as Greg when he goes back to school.
Yeah, we would. The answer to would we consider it? I think one of us would, and two of us might not.
I think Tarek went in the Big Brother house. That would give me cause to watch it.
Viewing figures are...
I think that's pretty much the only way I'd watch it, but it would give me cause to watch it.
It would be the best car crash.
Just so I could vote you out.
Thank you.
Well, I couldn't imagine...
That would be so cool. Well, we kind of almost did once upon a time, because I lived with this other guy, and Mark kind of was always around. He wouldn't go away, so we kind of lived together in a way, and it was all right. You got on my nerves. You didn't get on my nerves at all.
Just quickly, when do you expect the album to be out? When can we see the Velvet Tree on that little bit of silver?
We're hoping the end of the month.
Yeah, we've got a tentative date of the 22nd of January, and that'll be an iTunes release and physical copy. So hopefully the 22nd. But if you want to know for sure, check out our Twitter at Velvet Tree or facebook.com/TheVelvetTree.
Great stuff. Okay, guys, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Cheers, Tony. Appreciate that.
We'll keep in touch and I'll be playing this out, and I'll also be updating the blog, so you'll be able to find it all on the blog probably around about tomorrow, I would say, which is Monday, of course. So check it out on Twitter.
Woo.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.